An Army reservist will collect back pay from an Everett, Washington company accused of violating his reemployment rights. The U.S. Justice Department announced a settlement Monday with the battery retailer that fired the Iraq War veteran. Correspondent Tom Bonsi looks at how common this sort of thing is.
Military reservists and National Guardsmen have broad reemployment rights guaranteed by federal law. Employers have to welcome back returning soldiers to the jobs they would have had if they'd never deployed, or something with equivalent seniority status and pay. Assistant U.S. Attorney Mike Diaz says historically, his Seattle office took one case per year to court, but in the past 3 years, they've litigated 8 cases.
So there definitely has been an influx of these types of cases in this area.
Diaz says the cause is probably a mix of things.
It's a combination of folks returning from overseas and also an increased enforcement focus on these types of cases.
Officials with the Oregon and Washington National Guard say they've already seen the number of inquiries from veterans peak and now drop off. Fewer reservists have to leave jobs for deployments these days. In the case from Everett, the battery retailer agreed to pay more than $37,000 to an Army reservist demoted and then fired following his deployment to Iraq. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.